Thomas Kidder seemed to have a problem with part of the sentence he received Thursday for stabbing another man multiple times with a butcher knife. And the judge seemed to find that concerning. The 39-year-old local man pleaded guilty to assault with a weapon stemming from an April 14 attack at a Wellington Street West residence. He also was convicted of theft for stealing the victim's phone. Kidder was charged with robbery in connection with the incident, but pleaded guilty to the lesser-included offense of theft. As well, the father of three admitted he was guilty of breaching a number of probation and court orders, including some that prohibited him from possessing weapons. Ontario Court Justice Heather Mendes heard the accused grabbed the victim, threw him on the ground, and stabbed him in the arm a number of times. The man was taken to the hospital with minor injuries that required stitches, Assistant Crown Attorney Chris Thompson said. Kidder wasn't located at the time, but was arrested and charged in July. On September 8, officers responded to a call on Estelle Street. Kidder was taken to the station, where the cops found three pocket knives in a backpack he had with him. He was bound by a judicial release order prohibiting him from having a knife, except for preparing food or eating. Hours later that day, following his release, neighbors contacted police about a lot of commotion at the same residence. The cops found a woman with swollen eyes and lips, who said she was scared of Kidder. A witness told them they could hear a woman yelling, "Tom, stop," the prosecutor said. Kidder was on a 3-year probation order that required him to keep the peace. In the early hours of Sept.14, city police responded to a complaint on Elliott Road. The accused had entered a home through a basement window and told the residents that it was too cold to stay outside, Thompson said. He then went to sleep on the basement floor. The women said they were scared of him. Defense lawyer Ken Walker and the Crown jointly recommended a sentence of time served, 90 days, and 2 years probation. Before Mendes imposed the sentence, Kidder told her, "Probation has been a problem most of life, and is going to continue to be." The judge called it very concerning that he sees no benefits in probation. Given the nature of the offenses, there would be advantages in Kidder attending counseling, she said, noting he has a significant criminal record. During his 2-year probation, he must take counseling as directed, can have no communication with the man he stabbed and the woman who was assaulted, and must remain 50 meters away from them. He can only communicate with the other two complainants with their written revocable consent, and is not to harass them. Mendes also banned him from possessing weapons for 10 years and ordered forfeiture of the seized knives. Kidder must also provide a DNA sample for the National Registry. At the request of the Crown, a number of other charges were withdrawn.